Well, it was just visitors, as far as that's concerned. No. Just attending a wedding.
No, I mean if the boyfriend and the girlfriend were engaged and did go to the wedding ceremony and were pronounced man and wife there, you might say that they were just...
Wed, a couple.
Okay.
Wed.
Is there another kind of humorous term you might use? Sometimes you see...
Hitched.
Okay. And how about the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding? What is he called?
He was the... my gosh. Best man.
Any other terms you might use?
What do you call him? The groomsman.
Okay. And how about the girl that stands up with the bride?
She's the maid, bridesmaid.
Okay. Now sometimes after a wedding they have a noisy band playing and partying. And this is after the wedding ceremony. It's called something.
A reception.
Else. Okay, but it's sometimes it's more than that. It's more than a reception. Anything else? It gets a little noisy, a lot of people are partying.
I can't think. I know the reception and the receptions are usually down in this country kind of orderly.
Yeah. Well, did they ever fire rifles or pistols or explode things after the wedding?
I've never heard of it.
All right. If you were to go to Asheville, North Carolina, and someone asked you where you were going, you might say that...
I'd say I was going to Asheville.
Okay.
Going to North Carolina.
But from here, you'd be going...
North.
What if you were going to Atlanta? You'd say you'd be going...
Atlanta'd be north, too.
All right, so...
From here to Atlanta is north... Northeast.
What about if you were going over a mountain? If you had to cross a mountain, you might say that you'd be... What?
But now you're going through tunnels now. They're not going over the mountains, but you see, well,
all right, that's okay. What if someone just lived a few houses away?
Say the neighborhood.
All right, say they lived a few houses away.
Say it was a neighbor.
But if you're going to their house, you might say it's what in relation to your house?
Visiting.
All right, but it's on the same street. And you could say it's just...
Well, it'd be a neighbor, be a...
Well, okay, say that this was your house, and this was the Browns.
A few doors away.
Okay. Any other words you might use? How about... over to, would you ever say that? I'm going over to the Brown.
Well, you could say that. Going over to Joe's house or going over.
And what about
over to my neighbor's?
All right, what about going the other way, though? If you're going over here, you'd say you'd be going.
Well, you use the same term. It doesn't make any difference about what direction you're going over to your neighbor's. Regardless of what direction.
All right, then talking again about going up to Asheville, North Carolina, would you ever say I was going up to? Say that, maybe?
Up to Asheville.
And if you're going to Jacksonville,
say down to Jacksonville.
Okay.